Shir Yud Ches Mitzachim by Rosh Yeshiva, Hei Kislev, Hei Tov Shem Mem Vav,
November 1895, on Monday. So that's our help Kabua. There is our help Kabua. Now Kabua is just a Kosif. The more I learned it out from the Kosif Gorabai, it cannot be understood in Saraspore. In Saraspore, Kabua or Pira is the same thing. Because on the basis of chances, what different it means, whether it's pH, PLC, all the time, but it's in there's a Kosif. So what is the Aloha of Kabua? The Aloha of Kabua is like this. If, let's say, suppose you have in the market, you have 10 stores. 9 stores sell goes on the daily. Because goes on the daily. I'm sorry. Nine stores sell goes on Shkuta. Sell goes on Shkuta. And one store sells Nidale. So if, let's say, you find a piece of meat outside the stores, in the street, in the market, so then it's Pirish. So we say, call the Polish Merubah Pirish. Merubah Polish. Now, I don't know whether this piece of meat came from the 9 stores that sell Shkuto, or from the one store that sells Nidale. It sells Nidale. So we have to rely on Rob, call the Polish and Rube Polish. That's called Rube di Isekamon. Rube di Isekamon. But suppose he bought in one of the stores and he doesn't remember in which store he bought. Whether he bought in one of the 9 stores that sell kosher, or he bought in the one store that sells Nidale. So since the topic arose in the Kinakvias, it's not Pirish. So Nidale, it's not Pirish.
Why?
Because the topic arose in the Kvias of Isa.
When
inside the store. He doesn't know whether he bought in the kosher store or in the Treif and Nidale store. So there is a loche of Kol Kavua ki Mechta al Mechta. Kol Kavua ki Mechta al Mechta. You more learn the value from the posuk of the Oravai. Oh. So the thing is like this. It's not this far. So in Mele, you say like this. Teisha Tzibur Shal Matzi. The Echo Shal Chomet. The Ose Arbo Bishokal. So in other words, the arbor certainly took it from the original place where the 10 bundles were located. But we don't know whether the arbor took one of the 9 bundles of matzah, or he took the one bundle of chomet. So it's like someone buying in one of the stores, he doesn't know in which stores. So the suffix originated in the became Kvias. So Mele, we say it's Kabura. Haile Teisha Hanuiz. Haile Teisha Hanuiz. So it's Kinechtal Mechtal. Kinechtal Mechtal. Now Teisha says, now the question that arose is, Oroshenin raised the question, true, it's Kimechta or Mechta, but with the Raisa, the Bito Baumesagi, so it beat, Bidiki is only with the Rabbonon, so even with Kimechta or Mechta, we should say, take the Rabbonon, Likule, take the Rabbonon, Likule. So Teisve says that this Gimore, this case of Teisha Tzibur, so Matze, Bechetov Homet, Gimore says he has to be David. Has reference to a case where he was with Mevat, and it's too late to be Mevat now. So he has to, it's after his money, it's already Erev Pesach, Lach HaShor Shishis. So it's too late to be Mevatel. So he has to be Vedic. He has to be Vedic. And the Rebbe says the same thing, except that he says what he more means is he has to be Mevatel. Hayat Ishach HaMayim, and he has to be Mevatel. So it's the same thing, except that Tom the Tesvist this reference to a case where it's already late after Shor Shishis, so it cannot be Mevatel, so he has to be Vedic. It's his way to the Rebbe. And according to the Rebbe, it is reference to the case where it's still before this man is away, and when you know it's time to Shachamayis, it means he has to be Mevatel. But longest wise, it's the same Shite. The Rambam is Chelek. And the Rambam Shite is that even if he was Mevatel, so in this case where it's Kinechta on Nechto, he has to be Vedic. But why shouldn't we say Sveiki Rabban Mikule? The answer is, here, he's not trying to say Sveiki Rabban Mikule, because the whole Takone of Dike was Niskan Rasa. So there is not trying to say Sveiki Rabban Mikule. We do say we are Tele, because Tele is another thing, it's not just an application of Sveiki Rabban Mikule. It's based upon the concept of Sveiki Rabban Mikule. But there is a special takone in the Rabbonon we are tele, so we assume like the heter shte kupes by tumah de Rabbonon. But so that we do apply to chametz mashe inke the simpler thing of seikh Rabbonon Mikule, so by dikas chametz we don't apply it because it's Niskanosa. Now, we saw yesterday that there are two Ishenes in the Ri. I'm sorry. That the two Ishenes in the Ri is in regard, but it's the same concept. I don't have to be sorry, it's the same concept. In other words, the same concept, whether we say Sophic, May Sophic, Akora Levadai, is May Sin Levadai, Ligabe Chomets. So, one washing the Ri is that when does the Gemara say he has to be Vedic again if we saw the Chulde carrying a Kikash of Chometz? That is, if he wasn't Mevatel, but if he was Mevatel, and is Yishayla only in the Rabbanon, so then we do say Sopik makes him Mevatel. Sopik makes him Mevatel. And the other washing the Ri is that even vis-à-vis the Rabbonon, we do not say Sophic Meitz in the Gala. Right. So, Hayat Ish Hametz, Pireish, but suppose one bundle was taken away from the original place, and then the Arbor picked it up and brought it into the house, and we don't know which one was Pirish. So that's like a piece of meat that is found in the street. So then we say, call the Polish and the Polish. Pirish, he also arba b'shokal. Haine say, Lan teisha hanweiz, kula meichim baso shkuta vahat mishel baso adele, ilokach lahachas men men yidei ameiz, men lokach, Sveike Yoser ubinim tzola hacharo. Let's see the Rashi. Teisha tziburim piski aloch esen. Wasa aba bishokal vizibai yifonim uyadim yuchamit shokal. It wasn't taken if the Sophie did not arise in the Makrias, but the Sophie arose in the place where it's already Pirish from the Kimoisa. So then we say, call the Polish, no, the Polish. Look at Marat, no, the Polish, 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 the נאַפקלן גאָר אַבליי די קומען און די ניצער באסן די קאַרקע די נאַכן ליס הא 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 די קומען די פויס די רוב די פויס די קומען די פויס אין קאַנטיאס קבואן פיי נאָ וויל וויל פרוסיד טו די טייסטס רייט נאָ אינסטעד אויף גוינג אובר אויף די אינסטראַקשנס אין די טייסטס Heile Tische Hanueis, mit dem Asche Pirisha Kundres. Wir gehen dicke, wenn wir in die Gemeinde Reihe mit Tische Hanueis, da bis wir die Reise der Sünde mit Kundre, die auch es wird über Abonnen und die Lamm und die Samu, die wir schlimmer da helfen, in Schaloi Biteo, die gehen in Schaloi Biteo, in der Reihe Zes, Ja, so das war neuer, that die Gemorre means, jetzt bin ich warten, not that jetzt bin ich, jetzt bin ich warten, so in the same schicke, es steht hier. Weit kosche, die Kapitänische Hanuis, welche Chesgas hätte, aber auch ein Lüft nach Chesgas Goduk, So we go to my head, you have got a pshite, the boy is dike. But then there's another kashe, even if he wasn't in the battle, so it's a shayla in the reise, but even in regard to an ease of the reise, we rely on chazoke. So here, he was building the house. So the question is whether the dike was nullified. The effect of the dike was nullified. As a result of the arbor of bringing in chomets into the house. So we should rely on Chesgas Baruch. It has a status quo of being Baruch. So that status quo continued, even in the rites that we say it. So, the body of my head, the arbor of the body, the nearly leading in the arbor of the body, the means of the body, the shoreline, the So the view says in very strange answer that the Gemara here does not have reference in respect to decay, but in respect to Achille. And the question is, suppose somebody wants to eat this bundle. He doesn't know whether it's Hamas. Or it's matter, let's say, the one bundle of chomet is a chomet matter, it looks the same. So the question is he allowed to eat it? So, we say, if it was peerage, then the arbor picked it up, So then you rely on here at base because we rely on all, but if it was not here, if it up or picked it up and you are here, then it's kabua, he's not allowed to eat it. Now, but all the other shaykh, even the rabbi, who says, has the same shite, so he has the same shite in regard to in regard to the question if it's kavua, so, and he wasn't mivatel, so is it, and he was mivatel, so the Rebbe agrees with Tosfos that then he doesn't have to be baited because he's avia the rabbanon, so even if it's kavua, so he's not mechuyev to be baited because baited the rabbanon is mechuyev, but he doesn't apply the Gemara to the question is whether it's mutabachire. He applies the more to the question whether he's mechuyev to be mivatel or not. But the how she is, her face is, but there is a Cheskas like that. So even the outer bitul, which is the Reitzeh, we should rely on Hazokeh. He shouldn't be required to be Mevatlet. Mevatlet. So, this is not such a strong kashya, according to the other regime. Because we can say that here it's not shayach to say we rely on Cheskas Bodok. Because here there is a special halacha. Kol mokim shemachnisim bechomeis. And Torbidl also. So any place where Chometz is likely to be found, where possibly there is Chometz, is Mechuyif Mevedev, and Mechuyif Mevatev, Mechuyif Mevatev. So truly it is a Cheskas Bodok. But inasmuch as an arbo brought a bundle into the house, so it became, the house became a mortgage machnis in the Chometz. The moment he was bathing it, let's say last night, so it was a mortgage machnis in the Chometz. But the moment the Arbo brought in some food and possibly eats Chometz, so it became a mortgage machnis in the Chometz. So a mortgage machnis in the Chometz, there is a special aloha. We don't rely on Chazokina as long as Chometz is likely to be found there, is Mechuyif to the baby care, is Mechuyif to the baby care. Alright. Vim Teima, ki osa arba vishoka on hanetz buri, amai hoshib leikopua, mai shne nintzo biti arba, nintzo biyat nochi, in Felix da Moshe Polich Lerav Yoma Bosor Shem Yisau in Haim, there is a machlekes in the morning home whether Bosor Shem Yisau in Haim is mutaos between Rav and Rav Chaim. So Rav and Levi, so Rav says there is a special Yisav Rabbanan and Bosor Shem Yisau in Haim that is also Pachile, and Levi says it's mutaos. The Mechaber in Sinem Samar Dalet, I think, so has two Ishenis, whether we pass like Rab, or we pass like Levi. There are more passings like Levi, definitely, that there is no Isa of Bososh and Salmai. Now, it is very interesting. You will hear Rabboni, they'll say about a certain boso, I mean, that let's say a goy delivered the goyis was sometimes a butcher store, a kosher butcher store, would send a piece of meat with a messenger who is not Jewish. So you'll hear Rabboni, they'll say, it's boso she's online. But that's a mistake. We pass on the Bosor Shem Yisau in Haim is Mutar Bosor Shem Yisau. But if it is sent for a Goy, a non-Jewish messenger, then there is another problem, because Nakum Inochi is Hoshit La'achlich. That has nothing to do with Bosor Shem Yisau in Haim. Bosor Shem Yisau in Haim, Rabbi says, the Bosor Shem Yisau in Haim is Osea, so it's because of the Choshe of Eovim, maybe an Eovim raven's words, maybe an Eovim, you see, it switched around the Bosor, you see, the Bosor.
Was it kosher away?
That's right, maybe Eovim up, I mean the Bosor kosher. Put it away and hid it, and then brought some other boss. So that's the shayla. So Levi says we are not cheshish for Eovim, and Rav says we are cheshish for Eovim. But now today the choshe of Eovim, even according to the Mechaber, who has one loshim, the Bosor Shem Yisau in Haim, Bosor Shem Yisau in Haim is also, but today there is no Shosha Erwin, rather Erwin. We hardly see Erwin today. Not in these places. certain places we do, but not in these places. I don't think that I saw in Chicago an area. I don't think that I saw an area in Chicago. I remember when I was living in Heimberlin, so I used to take the subway, and then I had to get off at a certain station there in East New York, Brooklyn. So there were many Arabian, Bishapa, maybe 50 Arabian. But here in Chicago, I never see Arabian. We never see Arabian in Chicago. And you see.
Yeah.
All right, I don't. Anyway, so, but anyway, we dramatize this like lady, that we are not gracious for her. But if it is sent for a non-Jewish messenger, then there's another problem, because an Akum has no nemones, so there is a chashash of machli, but not gosho shenisalim nai. So, being tema, he also arba v'shokal mahanet zibulim, mamai choshev lekevua, mai shne mitzo b'ki arba m'mitzo b'yad nochi, yiter yid anoshe torich lirav, yom ha'boso shem yisalein, minayin, osea, mibinimtso, holach ha'arob, u'mishane, shem mitzo b'yad nochi, so mele there is no choshev v'yavim, if it's nimtzo b'yad nochi, if it's nimtzo b'yad nochi, and as far as the choshe of the Hachliv is concerned, so since in the city there are 9 stores that have kosher meat, so mele it's not shayach to say the choshe of the Hachliv, because the Hachliv with what? With another piece of meat. But every piece of meat is presumed to be kosher, because there are only 10 sources of meat, 10 suppliers of meat, and mainly the old sources of the meat are kosher meat. So anyway, so we see that in the case of meat of Yadnochri, so then we don't apply the aloha of kavua. Why not? Because kavua depends upon the moment when the sotik arose. What do you mean the sotik arose? When it was relevant. So if it's nimtzo b'yad Yisrael, if it's nimtzo b'yad Yisrael, so then it's the... So when does the relevant sotik arise? When he bought it, because a Jew is not allowed to eat mevele. So mevele, so at the time when he bought it in his store, so, and we don't know which store, whether a kosher store, or a treifer store, or a mevele store, so that moment, the relevant topic arose, because if it's mevele, he's not allowed to eat it. If it's mevele, he's not allowed to eat it. If it's a kosher store, he's allowed to eat it. He's allowed to eat it. Mashenkin, if you go and bought it in the store, so the suffix doesn't have originated there, because what difference does it make whether it's in Vela or not in Vela? He's allowed to eat in Vela too. So mele, if Nitzavi had Nochri, if he Nochri bought it in one of the stores, so the aloha of kavua doesn't apply, because kavua means that the relevant topic arose. When a Jew buys it, so it's a relevant topic at the time when he buys it, that became a kriyas. But when a goy buys it, it's not a relevant topic. So when does it become a relevant topic? When he gives it to the Jew. When he hands it over to the Jew, at the time it's already pirish from the king kriyos. So here, when the Arbo picked it up from the king kriyos, so does the relevant topic originate at the time the Arbo picks it up? It's not relevant. Does it make any difference to the arbor. I mean, whether it's hummus or matzah, the arbor can eat it any, in any event, whether it's hummus or matzah. So when does the relevant topic originate? When the Jew sees, the Balabais sees the arbor coming into the house with a bundle of food. At that time it's already not looking clear. So it's already clear. So you have to say, call the police for the police. It's a very strong cash. Kishoinu shalokach minakavua shenile rasopi bikin tfiyes abon in loiro inu habale kipirech viazlinan basavu. In other words, teise shite in the Rosh, most ashamed I think, in whom say that when do we say that if an akum buys in one of the stores and we do not know in which store he bought, whether kosher or non-kosher, so then we have still applied kosher polish, mode polish, if he bought it, shall we be for him? Not in our presence, not in our presence. But if, let's say, suppose a Jew has his home just across the street from the store, and then he looks, he stands near the window in his home, and he sees how an akum, a goy, goes into one of the stores, and he buys a piece of meat, and he sees how the goy walks out from one of the stores with a piece of meat. But he doesn't know which store. He doesn't know which store. So then it is kavua, because it's the presence of the Jew. So at that time, when he walks out of the store, the relevance of it arises. So, I mean, suffix is always a subjective thing. So then the relevance of it arises. Is he allowed to eat it or not? And at that time, it's still in him at least. It's still in him at least. Some may let say kavua. So, according to the tastes and the Rosh, so if an akum buys in one of the stores before Neinu in our presence, the Jew witnesses it because he looks through the window across the seat and sees it, then it's considered kavua mideraisa. The shita of the Ramchum is that even when the goy buys in one of the stores before Neinu, so mideraisa we still apply called the Polish. But miderabonon it's considered kavua. Now here it doesn't make any difference. First of all, teise shita in whom is that when the akum buys it before Neinu, so it's kavua mideraisa. But even if teise shita had been like the Ram, that in the Raisa it's not kavua, but in the Rabbanon it's kavua. Some may applies the biggest comments too. Alright. Veinari, Yohachemaire, Kishoreimu, Shaloka, Nakavua, Shemira, Rasopi, Ujim Tfiyas, Abon, Loyoreimu, Havalech, Pirech, Veazlinon, Vosarub, Behold, the Poyer, Bitarubes, Gabis Vochim Shemisar, the Hatun Samuel, Oy Visheranisco, Amayo Musu, Kulon, Nervishino Vinidan Nidane, the name called the Polish, Nerube Polish. There is a Gemara spoken here. Suppose he called was Nisarei with Hatoris Amesis, there are certain Hatoris that have to die. In other words, you put them, you shut them up in the womb, and then until you keep it in the womb until the behemoth dies. Let's say Hato, Hato Shemesu Baaleo, I mean, so it's Halacha Mishmi Sinai that it has to be made. So suppose a Kol Meile, let's say, was Nisarei with Hatoyis Hamesis. So the halacha is even if one Shera Nisku was mixed up with the thousand Zvochim, so you cannot be matched any of them. So in other words, All the thousand and one behemoths are also banal. Or let's say, if one Chatos HaMeiso was mixed up with the thousand Zvochim, so you cannot be marked with any one of them. Because in respect to any behemoth, we have the cheshish, maybe there's the Chatos HaMeiso, maybe there's the Shehanis. So the Gemara says, why don't we say, let's say, let him go into the stable, where the thousand and the one behemoths are, and then let them make a disturbance, so all the behemoths will run out of the stable, and then he'll take each one of the behemoths and be makriv it. Because Kol Dipolish, once it runs out from its kriyas, from the stable, so we have to say the aloche of Kol Dipolish and Hu Dipolish. He'll be shino b'naidinoi, he'll cause a disturbance, and they'll make them move out of the stable, and then they'll say, call the police, call the police. Avopi, Shikvonil da Sopi, so we see that we can say, call the police, call the police. Even when the Sopi was nearly Kikvies, here they were mixed up in the stable. In the stable. Here the Gemara says that if the Sopik arose, let's say in King Trias, when the Arba picked up a bundle of food in the King Trias, so then there is no Eitze, and we have to be building the house again. Or as Tesis applies it to Achilles, so all the bundles are also by Achilles. And we cannot say, manipulate a pirage, and then it will be muta. The RLP, so, Shekhronil da Sopi, we can see, Shani Hossam, the Rehabik of Bua Gomo, so Yisa Mura Vieta, Veini Nika, and the Rabbonon Osrobik of Bua Zeh, in the rise of the Choshek Kavua, Elo Kishayisa Yadua Mokhimi, Uli Hachem, Uli Hochem Amig Atzmin Hosom Tvei Shema Yitach Mina Kavua, Nibi Nintzo, Kivin Shayisa Yadua. So the reason is why over there we say Yirbi Shei Naide, even though the Sopik arose in the Mekim HaKvies, so we still can manipulate the pH, so that is because they it's not Nikolaisa, so maybe it's but to be hope. So it's Ishailin in the Rabbanon. If it's Ishailin in the Rabbanon, so then we can manipulate the pH. even though the Sufik arose in Himatvias, Mashrinchin here, Bimkeimei, we know which bundle. When Bimkeimei, we knew which bundle is Matze and which bundle is Chametz. It's only now, after its period, so there was no bundle and the bundle of Chametz. But over there, Bimkeimei, it's not Mika. You couldn't identify the heta from the Isa, the Zvochim from the Hatoris and the Isis, the Zvochim from the Shiranis. Now I want to go over the Gemara in Zvochim. Now, the Mishneh, Tafayim on the base at the bottom, says, Kol Azvochim Shemisarva Bechatois Hamesis, Oy Bishir Hamisko, Afil Achaz Beride, here, me, Achaz Beride, 1 in 10,000, Yomusukulam. So, if one Chatos Hamesa, one Chatos Shekipu Baleo, so, or Mesu Baleo, but Muras Hatos, so was Misarvo with 10,000 Zvochim. So, I mean, the chance is very little, it's 1 in 10,000. So, all of them are Yamus. So, the more now, that's that I am on the base. Now, the more that I am in the end of the Omed. So, now first the Gemara is the Kashi, it should be brought to the rock. So, the Chatzis HaMeiso should be brought to the rock. So the Gemara says, Balachayim Chshive Beloi Bat, because Balachayim doesn't become bottle. And that's the Aloch and the Rabbonim, because with the Raisi everything becomes possible. But the Chaim also becomes possible. The Chaim Chshidu Bat. So then the Gemara is another Kashi. V'nitre Chavinaye, let him take out one by one, I mean one by one. And V'neime Kol B'Forish B'Gur Forish. So the Gemara answers, Nimshech, Havli Kavua. Havali kavua, v'chol kavua ki mechz al mechz dome, ele nir b'shine d'naive. I don't mean that you should take the yodayim by behemesh, one by one, and be makrevet, because that's taking from the kavua. So the Gemara says, but the Gemara is asking, he should manipulate, in other words, he should start uttering noise, you know, so then all the behemoths, yeah, he'll open the door of the stable and then they'll start, you know, screaming. So all the behemoths will become frightened and will run out one by one, and one will run in this corner, one will run in this corner. And then once they run out of the stable, they're not in the kvias, in the kinah kvias anymore. So we should say, call the poets and the poets. The whole kabua, El Mirbish and Nibel, name it, called the poise, Mirubi poise. So then the Gemara at the end says, so, El Marobe, Zera Mishum Kabua. The reason is why we are not allowed, you know, to manipulate a disturbance in the stable so that all the behemoths will run out. And they'll become scattered in different corners in different directions, because actually you should be allowed to do it. But the reason is why you're not allowed to do it, because if we allow him to do that, then the next step will be he'll take directly the Hime from the state, and that will be Kabua. That will be Kabua. So the question is, but here we see, this is God. Here we see maybe more that if we saw that the Arbor took it, let's say, from the Mikimakvies, so even though the Arbor now is outside of the Mikimakvies, so we don't apply the din of called the Polish and the Polish, because the Sophic arose at the time the Arbor took it before Nemo. So how does the Gemara say Nirvish and Naide? But the Sophic already arose in the Mikimakvies. So Pirish after the Sophic arose is doesn't avail us in any way. So this is Pharisees. Over there is different, because over there is a shining the Rabbanon, because Midiraisa it's already bottled. Midiraisa is bottled. Midiraisa. Why is it bottled? Because it's Yavish be Yavish, so it's bottled be all. But Midrabbanon it's not bottled. Why isn't it bottled Midrabbanon? Because Balachayim Chshive Beloi Bata. So, since Midiraisa is already bottled, and in the end, it's because of Yavish B'Yavish, and there, why? Because it's Nure in the Mikimakvies. So when it's Nure, it's not identifiable in the Mikimakvies, then it's not considered Kavua. Kavua is only Shayach when in the Mikimakvies I can identify the Isa from there. But now I can, let's say, Tesha Hamuris. So they are in the Mikimakvies. I know, we know now. I mean, which store sells kosher and which store sells Nidele. We know, let's say, that store number 8 sells Nidele, and all the other stores sell kosher. But we don't know whether he bought it in store number 8 or he bought it in store number 7 or store number 1. But in the Mikimakvies it's identifiable. So in Mele it's not Kavua. So it's not Kavua. So since it's not Kavua, so, and it is bottom in the rice, because it's not even Kavua. So it's bottom in the rice. But with Rabbonon it's not bottled, because it's in the Lachoshu. Balachayim is Kshida V'loi Batle. So, and with Rabbonon it has a din of Kavua. With Rabbonon it has a din of Kavua. So, with Raisa Lachoshu Kavua, Elek Sheisa Yaduavim Keinei. But over there it's not Yaduavim Keinei. So, Mele, we are giving there. Shemo Yikach Minakavua. So Mele, since Midiraisa it's not Choshek Kavua, so even though the Sophic arose in Mikimakvies, but later on, when I manipulate the disturbance in the stable and they run out, and it's Polish, so you should say, call the Polish for the Polish, except that we're not allowed to do it, because of the Zerash Midrakova. But since I mentioned that Gemara, I want to mention the Machlekes, the Shem in the Gemara. The Gemara says here, Kavantam Shiti is that when Gemara says that we cannot manipulate the disturbance in this table and make it called the porridge because of the Zera Shemidikach Makavua, that is only a Zera that the Chachomim enacted in regard to Kochim. It's called Bochim Shemisar, but it doesn't apply to Chum. By Chum, so then there is no Zera Shemidikach Makavua. So we can manipulate a cold porridge, a cold porridge. And there is Chilik HaRambam, and the Rishite is that the same Zera of Shemo Yikach Nakavua applies even to a case of Chum. Alright, there's another. I just mentioned it. Now, anyway, here Tesfes mentions a very basic halacha. When is it kavua? If became a, it's identifiable. But if became a, it's not identifiable, then it's not kavua. That's a very big thing. I think that, I don't know why the Achrim don't mention it, I think that the Ramban is chelik. And the Ramban Shiti is that even when it became a, it's not identifiable, it's still kavua. It's still kavua. Now, go over the whole Gemara about following the Kogim Shalashim of the years, because that's not relevant to us. But just a piece of Gemara of the Lena Chazoke Shriach Rizish Lechuse, that's on the Dalet on the Dalet, the fourth line, the Omar of Yitzhak or Emel Yishnuchay say the Kaddish the Yisho Stam Umeis Shnuchay. So, Umei Shluchei, Osa Bechola Noshin Shabeim. So what does the Pesach say? The Pesach says that the tremendous Chumra, if Ruvain says to Shimon, you go and be my Shliach to be Mikadish and Nisho for me, he doesn't say you teach me. In other words, he left it with the discretion of the Shliach to be Mikadish and Nisho, that he'll think he's suitable for himself. And then, after a few days, he hears the Shia light all of a sudden. Now, so he says, tremendous humor. So, Oseh, Yechola Noshim Shebeilu. So, Yishalach cannot marry any woman. Why? Because maybe the Shia decided to be Mikadesh, the mother of this woman that the Mishalach wants to marry. So Menele, this woman that the Mishalach wants to marry, so it's Vasi Shtei, it's an Alvo. So Shluchei Osa Bechol Anoshim Shebeilo, Chazoke Shliach Yitzhi Shluchis. So Tesis says, why only the Mishalach is Osa to get married? Why? Because maybe she's the mother. Maybe she's the sister of the no sister not. No, the sister in Hanama, maybe the sister here said thing yet. Yeah. Maybe she's the sister of the woman the Shriach of Mihad. So Achaisi Shtei. So So he's Nisa Kores, he's a Nisa Erva. Maybe she's the mother, so she's an Erva. So why does Rabbi Yitzchak say that only the Mishalach cannot get married? In other words, no one should be able to get married. No one should be able to get married. Maybe this woman is an Ishishish. Is an Ishishish. That we don't say. Why not? Because the woman, you see, the mother of the woman who was miscarried on behalf for the Mishalach might not even know that her daughter was miscarried. The sister, she has to tell the mother or the sister everything that happens to her. But the woman herself certainly knows. So how would she dare have the audacity to be miscarried to somebody else if she was already miscarried for the Mishalach she was she? So we don't anticipate such a destiny, such a chutzpah. So he says, we have a So, Taisa says, we are not Chayshish. Maybe whenever in regard to anybody else of the world, you shouldn't be able to be Kaddish. Any woman, because maybe that's the woman that the Shliach was Kaddish for the Mishalach. The Shliach is dead. So, because if she had been the woman whom the Shliach was Kaddish, so she knows, so how would she have the audacity to be in Kaddish of Dushin from another man? But the Mishalach himself so cannot marry any woman, because maybe the woman he is marrying is the Kaddish, is the daughter of the woman that the Shliach of the Kaddish for him, the sister, the granddaughter. And but suppose, so this is the Kashi, why does the Pesach say also the Hanash is Bela? So we should say, we should first inquire from the, he is interested in a certain woman. So he should inquire from her sister, from her mother, and from her grandmother. You know, there are strange traits that become also when somebody marries a woman, so there are strange traits who are also trained. Sister, the mother, the grandmother, the daughter, the granddaughter. So why is he also behind the Shishabel Mishalach? He should just inquire from the sheish cravings of the woman he is interested in marrying. And if all these women, the cravings say that they will not discourage for him, so then he should be allowed to marry their relative, their daughter, their granddaughter, their sister. So he says, why not? Because in those days, so they have no mnemonics. Din tema. A Semek Tano should be Asur L'Cholodom. Shemo Tiose, Shemo Vio, Kichol Ze Ashliach. Let's say, suppose the Mishalach appointed the Shliach, let's say, a month ago, to be Kaddish and Misha for him. And then he died. So then he should not be allowed to marry a Yisei Mektano. So the halacha is, Simon Panel cannot get married without they. The Reisers cannot get married because only the father can be the Kabbalist. But with the Rabbanon, she can get married out of the Imo, or Achio, an older brother, if he consents. Or if she is a big Tana, let's say she's already 11 years old and she has passed, and she says, I want to get married to this man, I like him, I want to get married to this man. So then she can meet a woman, she can get married. Why can't she get married on the Imo or Achio or the Atzmo if she's a big Tana? But maybe the father, let's say if she is a Yisemo, so maybe the father was Mikabel Yushin. Maybe the father was Mikabel Yushin from a certain man, and the father doesn't know. The father doesn't have to tell the father. So he was Mikabel Yushin. So maybe she's an Ishishish. And no one says that there is such a halacha. On the contrary, we say that the Yisei Nektano can get married or the Yimo of Yachio. Kimitima Yisei Nektano Tosso Chodom Shemo Vio Kitcho Nze Ashiach Vira Diknose Vaome Kansinole Shetzivo Vikade Istam Vilechoshis Hoatzmi Shriyodo Vintakole Avon Nadim Muta Vecho Anoshi Dein Zechazot Igmure Dein Yodo Yitzkadish Shemo Yitzratzi Veide as Linon Bosa Rube. Und kaum noch kein Bucher Schafe, der hat so gestrichen, dass die Busse die Lavoche und hat er wohl nicht niskan. So Teise says, that this Ding of Rabbi Yitzchok, of the Shalach, it's also noch mal an Oshin, lest the Shliach of the Kaddish, the mother, the sister, the grandmother, the daughter, of the woman that Mishalach is interested in marrying, so it's only the Rabbi, it's a knas. Because Mitharai say, so he's not the Sukhan Mashipantu. First of all, the Chazoki is not Chazoki Gmur. How could it be a Chazoki Gmur? At all, the woman has to give her consent too. He said, go and be Kaddish a woman for me, in your discretion, the chief cannot take effect while Golchon. So maybe the woman that he thought was suitable for Mishalach refused to be Miskadeshes to the Mishalach. So how can we say Chazok Shliach is Shemuzi? So in the right thing we cannot say Chazok Shliach. That's one reason. And then in the right say, assuming that the Shliach was Mikadesh, woman X for the Mishalach. Shliach was Mikadesh, woman X. Now, he wants to marry a certain woman. The question is this woman that he wants to marry? He wants to marry a woman Y. And the question is woman Y maybe the daughter of the woman that the Shliach was Mikadesh? So, of women in the world are not daughters, cravings of woman X. So later we say call the police that a woman Y is not a craver of woman X, assuming that it's established that woman X was discovered. First of all, we don't even say that, because we don't say Midrais Chazok Shliach Yisroel. We say in something that requires the consent of the woman. So, and assuming that it is established that the Shliach was Mikadesh, woman X for the Mishalach, now the question is, the Mishalach wants to marry woman Y, is woman Y the Kreibot, the daughter, the sister, the granddaughter, the mother of woman X? So you should say no, definitely not. Call the Polish, call the Polish. All women in the world, I mean, are not cravings of Numinex. So, I'm not cravings of Numinex, but what about Kavua? How can you say called the Polish? The Polish? It's Kavua. Yes, sir. That's the issue. That we do not say Kavua when we came back here. It's not Nika. It's not Nika. We don't know to identify in the world a new woman, woman X. So then it's not Kavua. So that's the issue. So he says, here he goes down to the council meeting. She said, we can't stand the first last word we can follow. I will not do it to the Hlanosh. The Inza has a big mullet, the new yodel is cabbage, shenolate is katze. That's one reason. And then another reason, even if it is established that the Shliach was the Kaddish woman ex, told Mishalach, that's Mubas Ahube. So we don't tend to be Heshish, maybe woman Y, that the Mishalach wants to marry is a cravo of a woman ex. Why does Mubas Ahube? Ilaboche. Now let's go over the Gemara in depth. Omar Avito, that Vidala from the base, the second line from the end of the Omer. Omar Avito Barisi from Rabir. Hoimel Ishluchel, say the Kaddish Elisha Stam, Osa the Koran Moshim Chebeilo, Hazoke Shia Hesis Kufuse, the Hindi Polisley, Holy Yoda, Hey New Kaddishle. Hey, you're Mr. Kaddishle. Say the Kaddish Elisha Stam. So seriously, Benzi, Hazok is the Achis Kapuse, Rolach Kiddish Lisha, the Hidden Shalom Kiddish Lay, Amy Nai Kodish Lay, the Yoda in the Kiddish Lay, the Yoda is a Yish Vinosa Pizza, the Yome Zulimo, Vito Yachis Shalom Zulish, Shakish Lay Shluche, the Ikona Suras Lay, Kidoma Hosa Kaddish Sisho, Esau Sheba Rois, I'm sorry, I mentioned for the slip of the tongue, Shisho Kredes, Shiva, Icheva Kredes, not Sheish Kredes. Sheva Arayes. Eis Verishlot Shradir, Kan Stumo Shepocho, Gezel Echad Men Lader Helo, Oy Shepocho Ben Chatois Amesis, Oy Sheis Meis Echomen, Yikar Zub Nishem. Now, there are certain people who are mechuyev to bring a kan. Kan means a pair of birds. One has to be nikra as an elo, and one has to be nikra as a chatos. Which people are mechuyev to bring a kan? That's, let's say, a zob and a zobe, a yildes and a mitzer. So after they are cured of the zive, and after they counted a number of days, let's say a yildes, a zohar, after she counted 7 days, after she counted 14 days, they have to be makri, the kan. a pair of birds, and one bird is nikav as a kelo, and one bird is nikav the house. So suppose somebody set aside a can, the little meaning of can is a nest, but it means really a pair of birds. So he set aside a pair of birds for his kobonis, and he didn't spell out which bird will be nikha as an elo and which bird will be nikha as a chavis. That's called kan stuma. Kan mikoreches is called when you set aside a pair of birds, and you set aside, you say, bird number one will be nikha as an elo, bird number two will be nikha as a chavis. Then it's a kan mikoreches. But if you don't spell out, then it becomes stuma. So then you are at liberty to be makri either bird as an elo or as a chatos. So suppose it becomes stuma, shepocho gezel echon el other elo, and one of the birds of the peya flew away into the world, la other elo, oi shepocho lebin chatois amizi, oi shemis echon el, oh, one bird died, so then there is no real problem. In as much as he didn't set aside explicitly which bird will be Mikhail or which bird is a chatos, so his activity to be marked that this is a Melo, and then he takes that bird, he buys that bird, and oh, he gets it, he captures another bird, Kamehka, and he Kachem it is a chavos. So Yikach Zud Lishem, Vilu Kamu for Ashes, Elita. But suppose he already spelled out bird number one an Elo, bird number two a chavos, and then, so as long as they were together, he was able to identify. But when one flew away, he's not able to identify. When they are together, so you can notice the difference, the peculiarities of either one. But when one flew away, then he's not able to identify the other. So he doesn't know, then he has a real problem. He cannot be marked. Because Eli Takone. So in other words, it cannot be makri the remaining bird, either for an elo or for a chatos, because of the possibility, maybe he said, how can we makri as an elo, maybe already dedicated it for a chatos, so it is just chatos. So in other words, what's his solution? His solution is that he has to take two other birds, and the remaining birds cannot be nikav either as Leila or as a chavos. So, view kame fereshes in litakon. Now let's see the mifores. I mean, it's called Rashi, but it's really not Rashi's. Hanozer, it's not Rashi. It's the mifores. Kam stumo echon chayom ekini ki hazoda azobileus mitiloshit vitoim shnidim o ועדיין לקרוא למיד לחד ולאילו, ופה אגיד לך נראה ולאילו, ושפה עוד מחד ושמאית, כשהוא ישום מחד ושמאית, מחד שתבלאו, ונצב בני מיד לאילי, ואין לו שום תקונה, נתאבד לי שני, ואחר כך יפה נצחת לחד ולאילו, ואילו כאן מפרשת, we're already dedicated, let's say, bird number one for Elo, bird number two for Chatos, and now he doesn't know which is bird number one, which is bird number two. As long as they were together, he was able to notice, to identify either one on the basis of the difference. But when one flew away, he's not able to identify. Viu kam vreshi po achachem em yidei zil takone yushin di lachad reilo vahal rabi pires kid lav tabai kamei lesbe keire. Since they're not both before him, So you can identify the yada yashini hadhatasela. Vilush, so what does he have to do? He has to take two other birds and be makrib as an edahad. Vilush shocking down there, misakna. But other birds are alright. So anybody can use it either as an elo or as a chatos. But Manikshah, just according to the Pitzchok's from this, the dream of the Shkutta Tzidikarach Mish is found with also Hamashir Be'ilam, lest a woman wife is a sister or a mother or a daughter or a granddaughter or a grandmother of woman X, so here too, so if such a thing happened, one bird flew away, no one should be able to choose any bird, the owl, for either Elohatos, maybe that's the bird that flew away, and that bird that flew away is a Hatos, how can you take it and be back there as an Eloh? So, we shall come down and sacra by name, the home on the mighty king, Haile, the Porach, the plain, the Esmail, the Nutum, the Schapper, the Kopa Chavere, the Amre, she also the Chol Anoshim Shabela, unless we'll go to Australia, and there he'll pick out, he'll capture a bird. So, I mean, so then he's sure it's not the bird that flew away, you know. But in the same city, maybe it's, so no Jew should be able to capture a bird and set it aside for a lot of house. Maybe that's the bird that flew away, was already dedicated as a chatos. So it means that it's happened to come from Haveri. The Amre chose to become Russian Shebeilom. Shebeilom. So, he'll come for Russia's when they come and we shock him down and we sacre. But my lady, the whole Chode, the Chode, that any Jew wants to capture and dedicate it as an Elo or as a Chatos. So, Dilma Haimil, Omalei, Omalei, so Rapitzok said, Rapitzok, Rechen, the Bolle Schweiz is here, Rechen, Omalei, Amine, Omalei, Omalei, Kamine, Ano, Yishe, Dwe, Naide, Ve, Amre, Tli, At, Yisure, Dinaide, Yisure, Dinaide, Omalei, now let's see what Rashi first, Amine, Loch, Ano, Yishe, Dwe, Naide, Yichol, Kteva, Basmelech, Nimo, the holy fear had a week in the Achtzon, the Osa, the Atmeis, the Slim, the Surin Nayed, the Kalmina, the Osam, the Vinidu Ishtar, the Shuliz, the Taine, the Holy Polis, the Rube, the Taylor Polis. So in other words, I tell you, the Gabriel Nisha, that the Mishalach is also to marry woman Y, lest woman Y is a trevo, woman X. So there you cannot say Kogli Poris, Kogli Poris. Because we call Kogli Poris, Kogli Poris, the way the Poris explained it. So in other words, a woman is considered always Kogua in your home. Kogli Poris, Kogli Poris. So Mary is always considered Kogua in her home. So maybe we cannot apply the principle of Kodi Porish, Merube Porish. And you ask me, from birds, so he takes a bird, because he takes a bird that is already Porish from the Kriyas. It's not that all the birds are stationed in one place, in one nest, and then somebody wants to take out one bird. Then we would take a what? But the bird, that bird X, that the Jew wants to take and use it for Kormela Kamachatos is already Pirish. It's Pirish. The bird, the Alme. So we say, call the Polish, the Rubin Polish. Oh. But, may is this little super united. We tell him now, those are the women who wish that. We should leave the time to call the Polish, the Rubin, the Taylor Polish. We retain, now the Morris continues. Fitchikitine, Hochenamnae, Taisho, Solzanae, Eina Vishuke Ashkachikodi, Eina Vishuke Ashkachikodi. Now let's see. Vichite Megadishaname, Haibal Ashkalaite Vishuke, denied the Ministerable, the Holy Polish, the Holy Polish, a Catholic Dome. Dili ze hadlo in chuse, kibidaylo li beise, hadlo li kavua, avu gabi khan, leilom hadlo li sura dinai. So, and if you are going to say, why does Abraham say that the Mishalach is also to be Mikadish any woman? Why can't he be Mikadish? Why can't he be Mikadish a woman, Beshuk? Woman ex Bishuk, so then Bishuk that's not in Kimakvias of the woman, the Kimakvias of the woman is the home, a certain house. So when he's in Kaddish of Bishuk, some male, so Bishleine, if Rabbi Hanen would say, he's not allowed to be in Kaddish. Woman ex in her home. So then you could say it's Kabua. That's the energy matrius. That's a natural place. But it is the Kaddish of the Shuk. Now today, most Dushin take place, not most Dushin, all Dushin take place in a wedding hall. So it's also like Shuk. That's not energy matrius. But it's Man Chazal, so the natural place to be Kaddish and Yishuk was in her home. So that we understand. If he wants to be Kaddish woman X in her house, so then it's Kavua. But if he wants to be Kaddish her, let's say in the street or in the wedding hall, so that's not a home. So it's already Kirish from her home. And the question is whether she was Kirish from, so whether she is from the all women who are not cravings of the, I mean, I said the woman X, she wants to be Kirish woman Y, the example I mentioned. Mother, it makes a difference. That's the way I said, woman Y. So, if he wants to be the Kaddish woman, why? In the Shuk, so then we should say, call the porridge. Birchitem gavishname nai balash klayitze the Shuk in naive, to wish terrible, to call the porridge, to good porridge. A katoli dome, dilu itze havoi in chuse, kim daeloi beise havoi kabua, havoi gai kam, leilom havoi in sura in naive. So there is a very big Kiddush in the forest. And this sheep is the same thing. In other words, that even though he's Mikadesh woman wife in the street and it's Polish, I'm looking like this, but since she's destined to go back in looking like this, so Mele we still apply the Aloha Kofa. Even though the Sophie and takes effect at a time when the Chtichen Yisure is Pirish, but it is destined to go back to Mekina Kvies, so it's still as a Dino Kavua. So, then the Gemara says, Pirtim Achanam Nai Dim Yishukash Rekorish, Hosom Hadro Nechuse, Gabi Kan Mehadre, Gabi Kan Mehadre, but Gabi Bird, when he takes out a bird in the street, he captures a bird. Now that bird is not destined to come to back to her original home, because a bird doesn't have a place where she always stays and she always aspires to stay. She can stay any place. Some male, it's not kavua. Omar Rabbe, umeide rabbeichane, beisho shein loibas, loibasbas. Husband, the Lein, the Lein, the Leachis, the Akopishon, so Leachis, the Gals, Leachmekan, the Ishaye, my time, the Ishaye, the Comrade, have been seen in the Gavre, die Master Shia, the Musli Kani coming, Musli Kani coming, the Master Shia. Now let's see the cases. Bishuke Ashkach the Kodesh. Kaleima Hehe, the Motse is of Bishuke. Hoyo no Leva, She Yuha Likacho, the Lichkia Habe, Vin Kane, the Habe Kabila, Hosom Hadra, the Huse, the Domeri Kabila. And the Rabbeya says, Bishuke Ashkach Kaleima, I am sure that the sword, a medal of taste of the Ramas, of Yom Hazle. So what important halacha is mentioned is this, which is in conformity to the shite of the Torah, of the Rashi of Moshe. In other words, when we say kabla, now here we have two women. We have women X and we have women Y. The suffix arises in connection of women X. Who does he want to marry? He wants to marry. I'm sorry. The suffix arises in connection with woman Y, not in connection with woman X. He wants to marry woman Y. And the suffix is, maybe woman Y is a crave of woman X. So, which tiche is the tiche the suffix? The suffix or suffix? Woman Y is the tiche. Woman X is not the suffix. He doesn't know where woman X is. He's interested now in marrying the cabbage woman Y. And the suffix is maybe woman Y is a sort of, because maybe woman Y is the mother, the daughter, the sister, the grandmother, the granddaughter of woman X. So who is the suffix? Who is the Sophic Chel or Sophic Shemek? Sophic Al or Sophic in the Al? Woman Y. So, according to the Mephoresh and Thesis in Nozilia, so what is the criterion as to whether it's Kabua or Pirish? Whether woman Y is Kabua or Pirish? Because she is the Sophic Isa. Woman Y. So we have to determine whether woman Y is Pirish or woman Y is Kavua in a place. And since woman Y is Kavua, and even if woman Y happens to be in the marketplace, but she is destined to go back to her home and be Kavua, so we have to apply the aloha of Kol Kavua Kemechta. But let's see what cases in Shubha says. This form. Dilma Azle Yili Gabaye, the Havali Kabwa. So we don't have to go over the whole Gemara, the Mishneh of Isaac. It's very complicated. But briefly, the Gemara is saying one thing, that if a certain woman was raped by a man, and we don't know whether the man who raped her was a kosher or a person. Otherwise, maybe he was an akum, some melee, she becomes a zene, and she was sorely kunin. If she was raped by Israel, who is not a person, who is a kosher, so she can get married to a king. We don't know. Now, all men in the city are Israeli and chill. So we should say holy police, holy police. We should say she's in Paris to get married to a king. But it all depends. If, let's say, it all depends how this news took place. If the bear came to her home and was nagging her and was nizani with her, so then we can apply an advisement of the Halachas, the Halacha of Kodesh, the Hupa Polis. But if the woman came, visited the bay of the man, and then he raped her in his own, then we cannot apply, even at the highest level, Allah has called it the Holy Ghost, because Koko Fuak in the Hamas stomach, because who asked her is her? They asked her. And the Sophic arose in the Kinak, he is of the Isa, who is the Isa of the Baal. So the Gemara says, if let's say, suppose when the Tinakis was an insult, was raped, and we don't know whether he came to her or she came to him, some Melishidasuvalikuna, because maybe she went to him and then he raped her. So it's Kavua. So it says, Dum Asli Yuli Gabayo, Pirish Miservaiso, Dafilu Biseho Yil Hoshi Kavua. But if we know that he raped her in the city, let's say, not in his house, then it's not Kavua, because the Baal was already Pirish Hamzor. Where is his Kimakvias of the Baals? In his home, in his house. He don't know in so be the Hanuis, the Hoshi Kovua, the Henga Vitin of Mushavia, the Hoshi Kovua, who do in so be bias. In other words, a baby was found, and the foundling was found in the midst of the city. If, let's say, you go into a house, and you find in the house, you find the foundling, the baby, an abandoned baby, so then it's Kavua. So even though they're all inhabitants in Syria and Hobbit, so we cannot assume that a baby is an Akum, because it's called Kavua Kavasanashla. But if you found it in the city, in the street, so then it's Pirish. So then if all residents, inhabitants of the city are Jews, so then the baby is Jewish. If all residents in the city are going, so the baby is presumed to be an Akum and Ochri. So it says, Luka, the Hindamitin Bush of the Yellow Hospital in Jobais, Luka, the Wonder Spirit, the Yellow Basic, you came out with the nausea of the base, for how the Oma, I know she was a Hashish of Stamos, Thomas Bill, the King's Tomb of Mercy. So the question is, how did the Gemara say it all depends whether the anus took place in her home or in his home? And Tesis says, if to place in the city, so then it's called a Polish, but even if it's to place in the city, but the Baal is destined to go back to his own, it's not going to remain in the market, so Mele, it should be considered Kavua. So he says, the Hosom Shasuiza, Shizebua, Shisho, Hadra, and Huse, Oisha, Shikirish, Shia. So that means this was here, Exodus is Chelik, and this is Nozia. This is Nozia, agrees with the forest of Yahweh, that Isha will deny the Bishukash, because it means that lady, why is Bishukash? Is Bishukash? So he says here, so the Shuka Ashkel, and then the Gemara says, Hadarin Chuse, what did it mean Hadarin Chuse? The Shuka Ashkel, Kodesh, Lady, why? Okay, so that's according to everybody. When the Gemara says, the Shuka Ashkel, Kodesh, that Lady, why is the Shuki with the Kodesh and his body? But then the Gemara knew the Tarets, even if it's Mikabish lady, why Bishuk, but it's Hadra Nechuse, so it's Kavua. So according to this, it means Hadro, who's a lady, while he's destined to go back to her home. But he says, Hadro Nechusa means that Hadro Nechusa means that Lady X, at the time when he has relations with Lady Y, suppose he's in Kaddish, Lady Y in Shuk, but then when he's in Kaddish, but that doesn't matter, it's not important. You've already said, the question is, at the time he has relations with Lady Y, that he was in Kaddish, so it's possible that Lady X, who is the cause of the suffering, she is not the Hadithosophic, but she is the Siddha of the Sophic. She is the Kodosophic. So it's very likely that Lady X, at the time when he has relations with Lady Y, it's very likely that Lady X is at home. So it's Kabua. So in other words, this is in Sudha Souls, that the criterion of determining whether it's Kabua or not Kabua, or Polish, is not the Hadithosophic, but the chticha that is the cause of the suffering. Here, the chticha of the suffering is Lady Y, but who is the woman that is the cause of the suffering? Not Lady Y, Lady X. So according to the Foresh and Jesus in Osnia, the criterion is the chticha of the suffering. According to Jesus in Subes, the criterion is not the chticha of the suffering, the isha of the suffering, but the isha that is the cause of the suffering. Who is the seed of the suffering? Lady X. So maybe at a time when he has relations with Lady Y, maybe Lady X is at her home. Very likely to be at her home. Nijira Kriyas. So maybe we cannot apply all the promise and the promise. So that's what Rabbi Gedalia is trying to point out, that there's a machlekes between tastes. Anyway, you don't have time to go over the Ramban. But if you go over the Ramban, the Ram mentioned the sheet of the Ramban in Gita. So you'll see that the Ramban is chelik on this issue. This sheet here in Gita is, Gita in Nozia, that if at the Kina Kriyas, so the Iser is not identifiable from the Heter, so then it's not Kabbalah, the Rabban is Chavik. That even when it's not identifiable, it's still our now. Alright, now. So after the Mishnah Yeshiva. So for next week, you should be ready up to the Mishnah of Chavik. Ich bin Kochami, wie sehr ich mich freue.